And there are certain basic ideas that he brings forth in the book that since the time he expressed it have remained the basic philosophy of the people of Israel. One of them is the idea of consensus omnia. Consensus omnia means that everyone agrees. There's an old fable that once a man had to choose between three candidates for a position. So he asked each one of the candidates who would he choose to be second in line. And then all based on whom they chose to be second, so he chose that person. The idea of consensus omnia is that he has both the Muslim mullah and he has the Christian priest say that if they were not Christians, they would be Jewish. If they were not Muslims, they would be Jewish. And he points out that all three religions agree on the Torah, on the divinity of the Torah, and on Moshe, and on Mount Sinai, and on the fact that the Jewish people were the chosen people. All agree on that. And that the dispute comes later. Whether it's the New Testament or the Quran, whether or not it's Muhammad or Jesus, etc., but that's all later. But the consensus omnia, the consensus of everyone is that the story of the Torah and the story of the origins of the Jewish people are true. So Rabbi Yehuda Levi says something that everybody agrees upon. In effect, he says the old Talmudic dictum which exists in all monetary cases. Hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. He who wants to collect money from someone else has to prove it. If I've got the money, then it's mine until you prove that it is not mine. The burden of proof lies upon you, not upon me. So he has taken that and made that a matter of philosophy. And he has said, well, if everybody agrees that the Torah was given on Sinai, and everybody agrees that Moshe was a holy man, and everybody agrees that the Jewish people were a special people, and everybody agrees that the land of Israel is a special nation, so we'll agree with what everybody agrees with. Now, the rest of it that you say there was a New Testament, or you say there was a Quran, or you say there's a different revelation, you have to prove that. And if you don't prove it, then I'm not going past the consensus omnia. I'm not going past what is not in dispute. Now that idea, which Rabbi Yehuda Halevi mentions in the Kuzari, is a basic idea that Jews have used since in every debate, in every theological debate that they've ever been engaged in. And it is a very logical and telling point. It's very hard to refute. A second point, which Rabbi Yehuda Halevi brings forth, which is also a basic underpinning of Judaism, is he says as follows, a very, very interesting insight. Especially if you know Jews. There is nobody in the world that's as skeptical as the Jewish people. That's our nature. Our nature is that even miraculous events don't shake us. And we always know better. We are very great believers, but we're also great doubters. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi says an event such as the revelation at Mount Sinai, if it did not happen, could not have been sold to the Jewish people as having happened. He says you're talking about millions of people. You're talking about such a cataclysmic, awesome event and such a set of rules and tradition. He said, well, without divine revelation, without it happening, you cannot imagine that the Jewish people would accept it. He said the Jewish people refused to accept Christianity, they refused to accept Islam, they refused to accept anything. You can't sell the Jewish people.